Do you want to learn interesting psychological information in an easy, straightforward, and entertaining manner? Then you need to listen to The Shrink Is In, a podcast show produced and hosted by Dr. Howard Gurr. Dr. Gurr is a practicing licensed psychologist for more than 25 years in New York State, and now he is available to you on the internet. Now, here's Dr. Howard Gurr.
Hey, it's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast. Today, I want to talk about a topic that is interesting to me because it spans both the things that we can control and that we can't control in the development of who we become. Specifically, this came from looking at an article in Time Magazine of October 4th, 2010. And the article is called The Womb, Your Mother, Yourself by Annie Murphy Paul. And what it suggests is that when we're looking at development and what causes development, nobody really looked at the fetal environment as another means of molding an individual. You know, early psychological theory was it was the mother's fault. And every patient's mother was always afraid that they were going to come home and after therapy session just blast them because it was mom's fault about everything. And I spent many, many years working on teaching people not to blame their mothers, but also to look at the fact that who we are or, you know, who we have become, much of it is molded by the genetic inheritance. In other words, we are what we become based upon the DNA that we inherited, which is really nobody's fault. So I was always taking the blame away from mothers. But this article tends to put the blame back on mothers a bit because it talks about the environment, the fetal environment. And this research is called, the research is really called Fetal Origins, or the developmental origins of health and disease. And this research is looking at what exposures there are to the fetus from the outside and how that affects the fetus. And it's very interesting, the studies that they're talking about here, because what they're suggesting is that the mother's health, the environment that the mother is in, and the mother's, you know, I guess personality and predispositions affects the baby. Nothing that we didn't know, but it's interesting to see this scientifically proven. Heart disease is affected by nourishment of the fetus, in that when babies are born with low birth rate, the theory is that to survive, nutrients are diverted to the brain, but the heart gets less nutrients, and therefore the heart is weaker. Obesity, you know, we look at heavy mothers, and we look at heavy kids, and we think, oh, the mother is overfeeding the kid because that's how she eats. But interestingly enough, there's a study in this article that indicated when mothers had weight loss surgery, the children that were born during that period were 52% less likely to be obese. So it's the same mother, the same genetic package, but she's eating differently, and therefore the children are not as obese. Another interesting aspect is the study done by Frederica Pereira, the director of the Center for Children's Environmental Health at Columbia University, who was studying the effect of pollutants on fetuses. What they found in this study is when they measured something called PAH, which is a pollutant that comes from vehicle exhaust, cigarettes, and factory smokestacks, is they found that children exposed prenatally to high levels of PAH were more than twice as likely to be cognitive delayed at age 3, scoring lower on the assessments to predict performance in school at age 5. And these children scored lower on IQ tests than children who received less exposure to PAH while in the womb. So the environmental factors will affect your cognitive development as well. In terms of stress, they studied a variety of populations and found that when mothers live through high stressful times, for example, war or famine, that the children were more likely to develop schizophrenia as young adults. So when mothers' environmental factors, the environment that they lived in, was highly stressful, they created an environment internally in the fetus where that stress got transmitted to the baby and eventually affected them as they grew up. Also, mothers who are highly stressed were anxious themselves. Interestingly enough, those babies were also highly anxious and stressed. So there are links between the mother's mood and the baby's sensitivity to stress, and maybe even their personality, and later experiences with emotional disturbances. So what does this really mean? Clearly, from my perspective, mothers need to take care of themselves while they're pregnant. They need to reduce as much stress as possible. They need to try to be mindful of the baby that's inside of them and its future by being as healthy and happy as possible. So again, unfortunately, mothers get blamed. Clearly, though, we have no control over certain environmental factors. I mean, if you're living in a war-torn area or there are a lot of pollutants that you can't get away from, I'm sorry, there's not much we can do about that, except, you know, obviously from the global perspective, try to clean up the world and avoid wars and live a peaceful existence. I guess Sigmund Freud might have been right about, you know, some aspects of development, but what he didn't know is the development starts very early, even before we're born. So mothers out there and mothers-to-be, be very careful and try to live a happy and healthy life, because it will affect both you and your baby. Till next time, this is Dr. Gurr for The Shrink Is In.
You have been listening to The Shrink Is In, and your host has been Dr. Howard Gurr. If you want to learn more about Dr. Gurr, go to his website at www.drsgurr.com.